This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, America. How are you?
And now, from the studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense, the only show dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. America, class is now in session. Right here, right now. Let's welcome this week's host.
Hey, Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show with my co-host, Ronna Gray. It's second hour of the Common Sense Show. Our website is radiocommonsense.com as we talk to listeners coast to coast from Alaska to Portland, Oregon to Boston, all the way down to Florida and right back home to the Gulf Coast where we happen to broadcast from between New Orleans and Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Hope your weather's okay. Most of the country is getting a little warmer now, although it's sure cold up in the northern part, and our hearts go out to you to some degree, although it's wintertime, you're getting ready for it. And Ronnie, I'm looking for a little cold weather, aren't you?
I am. Not that we really get cold weather here, but I am ready for it.
When it gets cold and nasty, you want the spring to come. We don't have any spring or fall here in the South of any consequence. But anyway, it's been very pleasant here. I took a swim yesterday. Here we're in almost Thanksgiving, and I'm swimming still every day. So that's good for me. But anyway, I hope wherever you are, you're doing okay. Hey, great new movie out. I say great. I've not seen it. You have. I want to see it. I started to go last night, and I got into several of the football games, the Alabama game and other games that were going on, and I just didn't get around to actually going. But LBJ is the hot new movie about Lyndon Johnson and what happened after the assassination of John Kennedy and how LBJ adapted to the whole role. Woody Harrelson plays LBJ. I'm anxious to see how he was made up and how he's handled it. And we have on the phone right now one of the stars of the show, Jean. I'm sorry, Jean. How did you pronounce your last name, Ronna?
Jean Moreau Caldera.
Well, I know. And she's a Louisiana gal.
Yes.
That was super. And we've got her on the show to talk about the movie. It's in movie theaters all over the country. Hey, Jean, glad you welcome to the Common Sense Show today.
Thank you, Jim. I don't know if you remember, I met you in Houma. That's where I live. You came and spoke to my husband's Rotary Club a couple of years ago, and I went and introduced myself to you. You know some of my brothers, I think.
Well, that's why I sure do. I sure know your brothers that are here in Baton Rouge, good friends, Doug and Andre and several of your brothers here. And so we're sure, well, it's a treat to have you on the show, have a Louisiana gal that's done so well. You've done a number of movies. I've seen you in NCIS New Orleans, which is one of my favorite shows. And now now you've got this great role of playing Evelyn Lincoln, who was JFK's secretary.
Right,
And when you say secretary, that really doesn't do her justice, does it, John? She was much more than the secretary to him. I don't mean that in any way. She was a real confidant and really took care of President Kennedy, didn't she?
She was a caretaker kind of the family. She loved the Kennedys, and the Kennedys loved her. And being that clearly she was not very attractive, you would never look at her and go, oh, well, there must be some hanky-panky going on, because not at all. She dearly loved the family, and they loved her.
Sean, this is Ron, and I did see the movie, and I really enjoyed it a lot.
Oh, good.
And,
Thank you.
I shared on social media this morning your photo, and a little bit, people have to go see it because you're standing behind Woody Harrelson in the movie,
right.
But you certainly are made up to be not nearly as pretty a woman as you really are.
Well, thank you. I think I must have an ugly gene that jumps out
in
my audition, because every role I get, I'm hideous.
They must have known. They must have enjoyed your talent, because they certainly made you up to look that way. Tell us, Sean, about the first day on the set of this kind of movie. It's a pretty big production with Rob Reiner directing and Woody Harrelson, some really big-name actors. What was it like that first day on the set?
Okay, the first day, I had to go in one day, and they said, come and be fitted for wardrobe. Now, I've done, like some television and commercials and things where you get an outfit. Well, they took me into a trailer, and I had an entire rack of clothes. I had to be fitted for about 6 or 7 outfits. And honestly, I didn't know that my role was that big. And it's not like it was huge, but it was...
But you're in a lot of scenes. You are
in a lot
of
scenes. And, yeah, I don't think I realized the good fortune that I had. You know, until
did you do a lot of reading?
Now.
Did you do a lot of reading about Evelyn Lincoln and study photos of? No, didn't
I
have to do that.
I looked at her picture and I thought, oh God, I must look just like her.
No, but they—it's amazing what they can do with hair and wardrobe.
Right. So I went in the first day, got fitted, and then they said, now you have to go into the makeup trailer. And so they can see what they're going to do with your hair and makeup. So I went in there, and Woody was in there. And as you alluded to, he has prosthetics from forehead to chest, you know, just and brown contacts and hair pieces. He's just, you know.
It was a transformation
time.
For Woody Harrelson, yes.
Right. So I introduced myself to him, and I said, I'm Jean Caldera. I play Evelyn Lincoln. He said, Yeah, sorry, I have to kick you out of your office.
Oh, right,
so
in that scene when the new
nice. The next
transition.
Day I went in to work, and that was my first day on set, and it was the funeral. And they filmed it in Harahan at a country club, and they turned the golf course into Arlington Cemetery.
That's amazing. And for our listeners, Sean, that's really a suburb of New Orleans. So much of this film was filmed in New Orleans.
Yes, and it was beautiful, and I was thrown back into time. And everybody I looked at was wearing vintage clothes, as was I. And we took a break, and Rob said, okay, look, it's hot, and... I have to say, he was so sweet. He was so good to everybody on set. He was just very likable. And he said, okay, I want you all, he said, extras, y'all need to go into that tree, get out of the sun. It's you know, take a break. And he said, cast and crew, come over here. And they had a tent. And I kept thinking, do I even really belong here? So they quickly came up to me and handed me a pair of slippers and took my heels off and ushered me to the tent. And I thought, wow, this is different from being an extra because I've been an extra in a bunch of things. And I got under the tent, and everybody I looked at was recognizable except for me. I thought, I don't belong here. They've made a huge mistake. They're going to say, oh, no, 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 no. You're not supposed to be here. But these guys were so sweet. And I'm Facebook friends with a lot of them. And they just were all nice as could be.
Well, John, tell us about Woody Harrelson. I mean, he's obviously come a long way from his role in Cheers on television 20 years ago. He's a major motion picture actor, done huge films. How was Woody Harrelson to work with?
He was incredibly nice. His daughter actually was on set. She would come around and serve. She would bring us trays of snacks if we needed anything. He put her to work down there, and she was just precious, and he was such a sweet father to her, and he was very sweet to all of us, but he was very, very serious about his craft, and he would quite often sit alone with headsets on listening to Lyndon Johnson's speeches so that he could emulate the accent, but he is from Houston, so he didn't have a hard time getting a Dallas accent, but he just didn't want to mess anything up, and you could tell, and he worked very hard, and I feel like everyone on set felt that same way. Nobody wanted to disappoint the director or anybody that you were on set with in a scene.
Right. John, we got to take a pause here right now. We're talking to John Caldera. She is a actress who is in the new movie, LBJ. The movie is played in movie theaters all over the country. I'm anxious to see it. Rhonda Gray, my co-host, has seen it. We'll come back and talk to John about some other interesting moments. Also, want to talk to her about the scandals out of Hollywood, what she thinks about that. Website, RadioCommonSense.com. We'll be right back.
To Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. What's for dinner tonight? Tired of cooking the same old meals? Can I offer a suggestion? What about Cajun? That's right, Cajun. But wait, I know what you're thinking. Never tried it. Don't know how. Don't have all the ingredients. Well, I got some good news for you. Cajun Mike, host of Cooking with Cajun, has put together a step-by-step instructional video, along with the recipes on how to cook these iconic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and over 150 Cajun and Creole recipes. And it's now available to you. Just think, you can now cook the same dishes that are served in some of the finest restaurants in New Orleans. And listen to this. He will also deliver all the ingredients right to your doorstep. So what are you waiting for? To order your personalized instructional video along with the recipes, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. To order your home delivery, call 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. Yahee! And bon appetit!
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, we're talking about this new LBJ movie that's on. Ronna Gray is here with me, and our guest is John Caldera, who is one of the stars of the movie. She played Evelyn Lincoln, President Kennedy's right-hand lady, the secretary, kept him straight. And you remember him in the movie? In fact, John, I saw a picture of you standing right behind Woody Harrelson, who's LBJ, as he's being sworn in, and whoever the lady is portraying Jackie Kennedy was there. But a great motion picture. I say great. Ronna is bragging about it. I promise I'm going to see it, if not today, tomorrow. Ron and I were talking off the air about Hollywood and the whole scene of all the sexual harassment, all this going on there. Ron, you had a couple of questions to ask John there about some of the good and bad things coming out of Hollywood today.
John, there seems to be an effort for some people with all the terrible stories that are coming out to tell some positive celebrity stories. And I've seen on Twitter, basically, someone going on and telling about Denzel Washington helping them down some stairs when they were on crutches. And Tom Hanks came on the Conan O'Brien show and bought all the interns hamburgers because he told them they looked hungry. Tell us your best positive celebrity story from filming LBJ with this very impressive cast you were with.
Well, okay, there's a great actor. His name is Michael Saul David. Everybody was a kid to me. He's my oldest son's age. He plays Bobby Kennedy. And he was just a sweet, sweet guy. It was my first day on set. And I had seen him in some Hallmark movies and other things. And I walked to my trailer after we finished filming the funeral. And I was done. So I was going, and he said, "Oh, are you going to eat lunch?" And I said, "Well, where is the cafeteria? Where are we supposed to go eat?" He said, "Over there." And I said, "Oh, okay." He said, "Do you want me to wait for you?" And I said, "Well, I don't want to put you off." He said, "No, I'll wait for you." So he waited outside my trailer for me to change.
And oh, that was nice. Yeah.
Walked me into there. Everybody was just, I realize it's very much just a group effort. It's teamwork. You don't want to be the weak link.
Right.
Anybody that's not nice is also a weak link because you don't feel like you can talk to them. I went up and introduced myself to people at the risk of them thinking I was a groupie, which I kind of am, but I didn't want them to know it. And they were so flattered that I knew who they were.
Oh.
And I thought, oh, are we kind of all in the same boat and just don't know it? You know, I'm clearly not as well known as these people. But I think just actors in general have, I do think there's a real sensitivity to us because we are so accustomed to being rejected that when we're not, we're excited.
Well, you're being very humble, but you have been in a number of television shows and feature films and commercials, and you are a lot more professional than you're giving yourself credit for.
Of course I don't see myself like that, but thank you for even thinking that. And who knows, I may never work again. I've got the greatest agent in the world. She's the sweetest thing, and she really works for us, promoting us. But, you know, you can walk in and give the best audition, but if you don't have the right look, you don't get it.
Sean, do you have any other projects in the works yet, or are you still basking in the glory of the newly released LBJ?
I actually have had three things come out. Well, two things come out this year and possibly another one. There's a movie, Created Equal, that is to be coming out soon with Lou Diamond Phillips that I was in, and it's at festivals right now. Other than that, I'm auditioning for things, and if anybody wants to hire me for something, I'm available.
Well, I think when they see LBJ, they'll be calling you. My last question I wanted to ask, too, and Jim may have some others, is I imagined watching the movie, which I really encourage our listeners to go see. I think it really it's the first time we've really seen that behind the scenes from the LBJ perspective. We've seen so much JFK. This is really interesting to me. I imagine, though, that a number of those scenes were very emotional. Did you feel that on the set?
You know, at the swearing-in scene, I had no idea that I would become emotional. I really, and my family said, you were the only one bobbing your head up and down. I really was emotional. I was envisioning if somebody I dearly loved had just been killed, and now I'm having to sit there and support someone taking his place immediately.
And that's true.
They were emotional. They were emotional. If you know, there's one thing I've learned about this acting. I used to think it was putting on a persona. And what I've learned it is stripping away layers to find that persona within yourself. So you really do feel things that instead of playing like you feel things. Does that make sense?
It sure does. It sure does. Go ahead, John.
I find that I'm much more emotional and sensitive of two things than I used to be before I started, you know, taking classes and training. And believe me, I have to take classes. Some people probably don't need to. I do.
Well, the movie is LBJ. It's in all the movie theaters now about Lyndon Johnson. We've sworn in as president. John, I'm anxious to see the movie. I'm going to see it in the next day or two. Glad to have you on the show today. We want to keep track of you. We're going to call you back and see what some of the future projects you have.
Thank you so much, and tell your wife hi.
I'll sure do so. Good to talk to you. We'll talk to you again soon. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, John.
Interesting lady to have on about that motion picture and the whole world of motion pictures. And so we're glad to have her here with us.
There were a lot of touching scenes in that movie. There's a scene where she's outside the president's office and Caroline and John, one of them drops a toy and she picks it up. And you just see the interaction, I think, is really, you realize this woman was very important to that Kennedy family.
Well,
and the role she played.
That whole period of time was such a transition time where you had the aura of Camelot, where you had people's things so buoyant, and Kennedy, we put the first man on the moon, and then all of a sudden we had got us into the Vietnam War. LBJ, a controversial figure, a huge, powerful figure in the Senate, and tried to be a great president. I never met President Johnson. I was with him at a funeral for a memorial funeral for Hale Boggs that took place now at the St. Louis Cathedral in New Orleans. He has let his hair grow long and white at the back, and very distinguished looking. And so I didn't actually meet him. I did meet Lady Bird Johnson, had a Sunday lunch with her, with some of our family up in Natchez, Mississippi years ago. And so, but interesting.
He just calls her Bird in the movie.
Yeah, that's Lady Bird. That's right. He called her Bird. That's very true. So I look forward to seeing it all in. Hey, Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show with Ron O'Grady. Our website is www.jimbrownusa.com. I'm going to take a pause right now. Come back and talk about a little travel. Keith Nowak is going to be our guest. He's a travel expert. And we're getting to Thanksgiving and Christmas. How do you save money? What's the best time of year to travel? Give us some good flying tips. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Join the club. That's the Cajun Mike Cooking Club for only $9.95 per month. You'll learn how to cook Cajun. Just think, iconic, authentic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and red beans and rice from a real New Orleans Cajun. Cajun Mike will also reveal other secret family recipes that up until now have never been revealed to the public. As a VIP member, you'll receive a couple of authentic Cajun and Creole recipes a month, a step-by-step instruction video, access to our weekly conference calls where you can ask Cajun Mike any question or comment about the recipe. Did I also mention about our product discounts? That's only available to our VIP members. So what are you waiting for? To become a Cajun Mike Cooking Club member, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. Or call Cajun Mike at 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. 855-785-0222. cookingwithcajun.com. Cajun, right at your doorstep.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service, run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Travel time, Rana. It's Christmas and New Year's, and people are going to be flying on the road. How's the best way to make your hotel reservations and book your plane flights to get the cheapest flights? That's a lot of people have that in mind right now.
Very stressful travel, too.
Oh, yeah. And then you got airport security. I just came back from Mexico, and it took me an hour and a half to get through that customs and security. So what are some travel tips for a lot of people who are going to be traveling? Last year, the number of Americans who travel for the holidays reached an all-time high, with more than 103 million people hitting the road. That's one-third of America out there on the road or highway. And so to get a little more specific information, Keith Nowak is joining us. He's a travel expert. He works with Orbitz as one of the great travel sites, Orbitz.com. And we're glad to have him on the show to give us some tips. Hey, Keith, glad you joined us today on the Common Sense Show.
No, happy to be here.
Yeah, we're getting into heavy travel time, Keith, and so if I'm going to book a flight right now, and I'm going to go up to New York just pre-Christmas holidays, and I know I read some things on the internet about, you know, you book on a Wednesday because it's better than a Monday, and I don't understand all that, but give us some tips as far as if I'm planning a trip over the holidays, how to deal with both airlines and hotels, but what's the best way to handle it?
No, you got it. So a lot of times people do ask, what's the best day of the week? And frankly, it's kind of dubious. You do hear from time to time that Sundays are cheapest, but actually the best thing to save money is to make sure you are booking far enough in advance. So, for example, for Thanksgiving right now, the weekend, this current weekend, November 12th, is actually the last great day to book. Things are going to steadily start going up from here for Thanksgiving. Christmas, you have until the end of November. That's when those fares will start to shoot up as well. So really, it's about timing. If you're looking at hotels and you're going to be flying, one of the best things to do is to book your flight and your hotel at the same time. So, for example, on Orbitz, you do that, you're almost always going to get a discount on that hotel.
That's worked through the airline or the travel site, I guess, kind of gives you a package, because I've never known quite how to do that where I want a specific hotel. I didn't know whether to book them separately or work them together. And so you say go through a travel site like Orbitz, for example, and that would be the best way to do a combination is what you should do?
Absolutely. Booking them together at the same time, you know, you're going to get that discount. And on top of that, if there are any challenges, you need to look something up. You don't have to think about, where did I book that? It's all going to be booked in the same place. So you have one point of contact for any service or for anything you need to look up.
I got you. So now as far as the airlines, any tricks, you told us about the holidays and kind of booking early. Airlines will release some cheaper fares if it's, say, you just try a day or two before, sometimes you can get a real cheaper fare. Why is that? They just feel like they've got extra inventory, so they drop the price? How does that work?
That can happen. You can find some last-minute fares. But for holiday travel, that's extremely unlikely, because that is, you know, if you look at the busiest times of the year where the most people are traveling, in general, Christmas and Thanksgiving are two of the three busiest travel weeks. So it's very unlikely that there's going to be any extra inventory sitting around.
Okay. Let me ask you this about security. I mean, any tips for, I'm TSA approved, but sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And what's your tips for getting through airport security as quickly and smoothly as possible?
I think the big thing is this. There's a few things, especially during the holidays. Give yourself even extra time than you normally would, because you're going to have a lot of people that don't travel often. So they may not have all those rules top of mind. So those lines may be a little slower than normal. But the main thing is, don't be a hold up yourself. So first thing, before you ever leave the house, go to the TSA website, tsa.gov, and check out the latest regulations. They do change from time to time. And as a matter of fact, just this past July, a new regulation went into effect that says that any electronic larger than a cell phone now has to be taken out of your carry-on. Prior to that, really, it was just laptops. You used to be able to leave your tablets or e-readers in your bag. That is no more. So that's an example of something people may not know. So know your rules, and when you get to the front of the line, have everything ready. Have your liquids at the top of the bag. Have those electronics at the top. Have your shoes either off or at least untied. Get the belt off so you're ready to slide right through that line when you get to the front.
Yeah, that's the only advantage of being 75, reading the 75. I'm 77, Keith, and the only advantage I can think of, well, two advantages. I get a 5% discount on Wednesday afternoons in the local grocery store, and the second thing is I don't have to take my shoes off or my belt when I go through security. So The only other downside is, though, I got a knee replacement and a hip replacement, so I got to go through the big X-ray machine, and they pat me down every time. So there's pros and cons to my experience. as far as any tips for as far as kids, traveling with kids and kind of steeping your sanity, if you will, any tips about traveling with kids there, Keith?
Oh, definitely. I think a few things. Again, a lot of it has to do with planning ahead of time. So a lot of airports, especially the larger airports, So either if you live in a larger metro or you're connecting through a large airport, we'll have kids' play areas. It's a great way for them to work off steam. Just know where in the airport those are before you get there. Makes things a lot easier there. Something else that I think is a great tip, and I've heard this from a number of parents, is when you're booking your flights, think about booking a flight late in the day, maybe 7, 8, 9 p.m. If you do that, the kids are ready for bed. So you get them on that airplane, you plop them down, and they're probably going to go right to sleep. So that's another great tip on saying, all right, because there's nothing as bad as a kid who's really fidgety on the plane trying to keep them occupied. But if they're already sleepy or asleep, that's even better.
I agree. I like to fly at night myself, or, you know, late, gets the whole day at my destination where I am. My wife is an early morning riser. She wants to take the 6 o'clock or the 5:30 flight out of New Orleans, which is an hour away to the airport for us. And so getting up at 2:30 or 3 in the morning to make a flight is a bummer for me. I'd like to fly in the afternoon. So, but, well, Keith, more information, go to orbitz.com, and you say you can book some deals and put the hotel and the plane flight together and find some pretty good ways to save some money. Right?
You got it. And as I said, get to doing those pretty quick. Those fares are going to start to go up before you know it.
Okay. Well, Keith, hey, glad to have you on the show today. Good luck to you. We'll have you back again. We like to have those holiday tips, as most people, a lot of people are flying coming up. Take care. Have a nice weekend, Keith. We'll talk to you in the future.
You too. Thanks so much.
Okay. You traveling, Ron, anytime in the future? You got any big trips planned?
Not right now. These are interesting tips, though. I've had to fly before on Thanksgiving Day or Christmas Day, and I just mentioned this from personal experience. If you're able to do that, if you do some things at your home for those holidays and then, like you said, leave late in the day, it's pretty easy to go through airports on an actual holiday itself, if that fits your
no
travel.
Doubt about it.
But,
no doubt about it.
These are good tips.
Tell you a great real quick story. I was short of frequent flyer miles to get my level to be a golden medallion, I think, with Delta Airlines. And so couldn't find any way to do it. So I found a flight on New Year's Eve morning to fly to Pensacola, Florida, and turn around and fly right back just to get me a couple hundred miles. The stewardess asked me, tell me, it was the same crew going both ways. And she said, look, level with me. What's going on? You running drugs or what? No, I'm
like
trying,
you
to get,
admit that.
Trying to get my frequent flyer miles is what I'm trying to before the year took place. Well, plan your holiday trips right away so you save some money and don't carry all the mess. Hey, one more segment of the Common Sense Show. Freshen up the coffee. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com. A team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hello, Mr. Anderson.
The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, our last segment. Glad you're joining us on the show. Ron Gray is here with me, my co-host. And each hour there's a spot that runs about a book called Familiar Evil that is a big bestseller all over the country, won 10 different major awards, and Ron Gray is the author of that book. Ron, is exciting, all the different awards you seem to be getting almost every month, and you've had book signings, you've been from coast to coast, you've been over in England. Familiar Evil is a true crime story about a terrible child predator and suicide and murder, all the kind of things you want for the holiday season, right? So, no, but it's a great read, and it's advertised on this show, and so you really had tremendous success in the last year.
I've been really kind of overwhelmed with it, Jim. That it seems to take people and really pull them in. And it's become even more relevant with the conversations going on today in the news and the headlines about sexual assault and sexual harassment and all these, and especially the cases, Kevin Spacey, for example, that come really to the forefront of my eyes are the ones that involve underage minors, which I think is especially serious. Not that they aren't all serious, but I've really taken note when you've got someone, you know, 14 years old being a victim. You know, there's just no balance of power in an adult at the top of their career, in many cases, and a 14-year-old child. So,
yeah, and we've heard that just so repeatedly, yeah. Kevin Spacey and the charges in Alabama over the Justice Moore, who's running for U.S. Senate there, and so a tie, and we talked about there in the past. And so, well, the book is, if you're interested in the book, familiarevil.com. That's familiarevil.com, and it's just taken off so well. And Ronna, you should be very proud
Thank
of the book
you.
You've written there. And so, hope all our listeners go order it and read the book. Did you know, I saw a story here yesterday, Americans check their phones 80 times a day. their iPhones or whatever they have, the Samsung phones, 80 times a day. People say they struggle to go less, rather to go more than 10 minutes without checking their phone. And out of 2,000 people surveyed, 1 in 10 check their phone on average of every 4 minutes.
I believe that.
And people are consumed by their telephone.
It's just become a society where we walk around with it holding up near our face, and we just are looking at it all the time.
I work out at a local health club, and I walk up, and two or three people bumped into me because they're looking down at their phone as I'm kind of going from location to location there. And it's so rude, in my opinion, to look at your phone. And the terrible scenario is you go into a restaurant, there's a couple sitting there, they're both on their phones, not paying any attention to each other. And then there's kids
or
often.
Or family, right.
And the whole family's on their phones. I'm just dumbfounded by it. So
family time is now just occupying proximity to each other while you each engage with someone not at the table.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
Isn't that sad? I was in public office, ran a number of statewide races, and of course we had certainly no cell phones of any kind, anything like that. I know I might drive an hour or two and to check on who might be calling me. There was no email existed then. I would stop at a filling station on the side of the road and dig in my pocket for change. I always carried a lot of change and put in a series of quarters so I could call back to my office to see if there's anything really important that I had to deal with. I'm going to do that twice a day, call in for messages. And now we got people checking their phones every 4 minutes.
I used to really enjoy that drive time when you could tune out and think about other things, plan your week and solve problems in your mind, but now you're probably talking on the phone when you're driving.
Well, again, it's unfortunate for families not interacting with each other and talking and visiting with each other. And then, of course, you get the new, so many people get all their news off of their phones and get a little snippet, one paragraph rather than any in-depth review of the issues and what the news is. So it's just it's a sign of the times. We're stuck with it.
We sound like some old timers, don't we?
That's right. Well, unfortunately, you're not. I am an old timer. But there's a quality of life, like I say, that I think a lot of people are missing out on, quite frankly. You need time to kind of tune out. And some of the things I do now, I edit books. I decide to pick up painting as a hobby. And about the last thing you want to do when you're reading, when I'm writing, when I'm painting, would be to be interrupted by some obscure phone call that certainly can wait. I turn it all off, and so the message is picked up. I don't want to be interrupted in a situation like that.
And the breaking news alerts used to be really serious breaking news. But it might be, a minor person resigned from their post or something. Breaking news standards have lowered, too. So you're much more likely to get, they keep pulling you back to that phone.
I get one on the New York Times 6 and 7 times a day, none of which really are all that relevant, quite frankly. I mean, occasionally there will be, but you're right. It's not.
It could be a local New York story that the rest of the country isn't really engaged in, and you're getting them. And so many of us follow Washington Post, New York Times.
No doubt.
I do find, though, this presidential administration is sort of making investigative journalism have a comeback. So you mentioned the in-depth stories. We are getting a few more of those.
No doubt about it. A lot of those. A lot. And it's going to continue on both sides of the aisle.
Right.
It's going to continue a lot. Uber's flying cars could arrive in Los Angeles and New York by 2020. You'll be able to go to a rooftop location, hop into a flying car, and drop you somewhere in 5 minutes to a location that used to take you 45 minutes to drive. That's really going to revolutionize travel in those big cities.
I've been waiting for the Jetsons to arrive my whole life. George Jetson picking me up on a rooftop in Los Angeles is my dream.
Well, that's the way. I just wonder how logistically a flying car will be able to handle all of the radar and all the aviation coordination with planes taking off. And you're going to see there's lawyers out there just chomping at the bit to start filing lawsuits when an Uber flying car has a crash or something.
Well, the FAA is very strict on these drones with cameras attached to them that so many just regular folks have now, not even, commercial purposes.
Right.
They're very particular about that because it getting into interfering with planes. Imagine now cars zipping over cities.
And there'll be lots. It's not like there's going to be one. What, you know, I know they'll say, well, you fly at so many hundred feet at such and such a direction, but I mean, we got Uber drivers, you know, they pick up Uber drivers just, you know, off of Facebook or something. So, what kind of training are they going to
require? And then the next step is going to be those, autonomous flying cars, unmanned. You're going to just get in. You're not going to have an Uber driver.
Or you'd be a driver. Talk about spooky. Getting up in the air. Or just the cars themselves. Just hopping, flagging one down and hopping into a no-driver car and giving directions where you want to go. Whole different world. I've missed the days when I had to pull off on the side of the road to answer my telephone calls.
On a payphone.
Talking about cars, here's a guy that really, up in Alaska, we talk about our friends up in Fairbanks, Alaska. Fairbanks is about the furthest place you can go in America and take a commercial airline. You can't go any further north than Fairbanks, Alaska. There's this guy accused of stealing a motorized shopping cart from an Alaska grocery store. Now, it only goes 1.9 miles an hour. He hops in the shopping cart, and he takes off, and, of course, he gets about 200 feet away, you know, in 5 minutes or 10 minutes, and the cops come and stop him for he's stealing a shopping cart, goes 2 miles an hour.
Not the best getaway car.
Not a real smart guy, I agree with you. And then here's another guy, he steals a Lamborghini. Now, Lamborghini costs $300,000, I guess they're a hot sports car, Italian sports car. So, in Morrow, Georgia, he steals this Lamborghini, and what does he do? He goes to the movies and just parks it out front and goes to take in a movie, right? Well, the cops are on the lookout for a stolen Lamborghini.
How many Lamborghinis are in that city, right?
Especially in Morrow, Georgia. It doesn't sound like a huge metropolitan area. And so they get in for stealing this Lamborghini.
Like stealing the Mona Lisa and hanging it up in your office. And
that's right.
Having everyone come by and see
that's
it.
That's right. And so... speaking of the Mona Lisa, Michelangelo, I'm excited about this. I've gotten into painting, but the largest collection of works by Michelangelo, drawings, paintings, is just opening this week at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City. And I read about it here last night. The comments were that you'll never see it took years to put together. You'll probably never see anything like this again ever gathered.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I'm actually going to New York to see that great museum presentation of Michelangelo's work. I've watched The Agony and the Ecstasy this last week. Charlton Heston
right.
played Michelangelo. All right, folks, we're out of time. Rhonda Gray's here with me. Rhonda, have a great week. We'll hope to see you next
Jim.
Week. Jim Brown here with us. Our website is radiocommonsense.com. Sure glad you spent some time with us today. Hope you'll have a great weekend. Hope you'll tune in same time, same station. Be with us next week. We'll curl up and make some more common sense. Take care.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun contractor Michael King is a qualified, licensed, tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun contractor, Michael King, today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.